Father God, for and Father, we will give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Shout amen with me. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And, you know, I've been ministering and teaching along this line for a good little while now. But it's something that God has put on my heart. And I've got to be obedient. Amen. And do what he says. Praise the name of the Lord. And I am convinced that we're living in the last days. And let me say this. I am convinced that we are living in the last of the last days. You hear me? And some may say, well, preacher, I've been hearing that for a long time. Well, if you've been hearing it for a long time, oh, it's about here. Amen. Yeah, it's about to happen. But here's the thing. All we have to do is follow the signs, the biblical signs. Amen. Jesus gave us some signs that we can follow. The Apostle Paul gave some signs that we can follow. Peter and many other ones gave signs that we can follow. So all you have to do is read your Bible. I want to tell you, the Bible is more up to date than any newspaper you can get your hands on. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, what the newspaper does is tell the news after it happens. The Word of God tells us before it happens. Amen. Glory to God. And so that's the reason I love his word. But folks' faith is being tried. Amen. Faith is being tried. And I could go into a lot, which I won't go into at this particular time. But what concerns me, and that's the reason we as believers got to pray, but what concerns me as a believer and as a minister is some are growing weary. Some are getting tired. Yeah. Hallelujah. There are some that have thrown in the towel and say, I quit. You know, I can't deal with this. But God is not raising up a bunch of quitters. Do I have anybody in here tonight? I say, God is not raising up a bunch of quitters. Hallelujah. Amen. He's not raising up a bunch of quitters. But God has an army of winners. Ooh, glory. God has an army of winners. Are you one of the winners? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just bear with me here a minute. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we've already covered this. But I want to read over it again. It's not even in my notes what I'm going to cover tonight. But I want you to get this in your spirit so that you don't allow it to happen to you. Okay? Amen. The word of God is the word of God for a reason. And you don't necessarily have to turn there unless you just want to, or you can write it down. Probably know, many of you probably know where it is by heart. But in and I've read it to you many, many times. 1 Timothy chapter 4. It says, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith." And it goes on to say, "Giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons." All right? Now, we're living in the latter times. You agree with me on that?
Amen.
Amen. We're living in the latter days. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm turning backwards to 2 Thessalonians. And these verses, like I said, I didn't even plan to say this, but I want to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Beginning at verse 1, it says, "Now, brethren," who are the brethren? Amen, the believer. That and when it say brethren, it's talking about the sister in also. The sisters are included here. Amen. These are the people of God. "Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you," verse 2, "not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled." You hear that? Amen. "Not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come." Amen. Now, in Paul's day, they had false teachers, false prophets, just like we have them today. Can I get amen on that?
Amen.
Now, we're not going around judging people, okay? Amen. We're not going around judging people, but we're just stating the fact. There are false prophets. There are false teachers. Amen. I choose to believe there are more genuine prophets and more genuine teachers than there are the false. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. But verse 2 tells us not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had as if the day of Christ had come. Now look at verse 3. Hallelujah. "Let no one," you have verse 3? "Let no one deceive you." Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. "Let no one deceive you by any means." Let no one deceive you by any means. "For that day will not come unless" what? "The falling away comes first." The apostasy. "And then after that, the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition," which is talking about here the Antichrist. But it talks about a falling away. And I would love to go more into that, but I'm not going to. Notice I said I would love to. Amen. But what I'm saying is we got to be careful. Amen. And I'll leave that right there. I'll talk to you more about it later. All right. Amen. Is that all right?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. All righty. Turn in your Bibles to the book of John. John's Gospel, 14th chapter. Hallelujah. John's Gospel, the 14th chapter. And we've been talking about, well, matter of fact, let me give you a speedy review. Our subject has been get close to God and stay close to God. And I told you that we should get close to God because we love Him. Amen. I also told you that it's a place of safety. Hallelujah. And we talked about reaping and sowing, or sowing and reaping, but in the middle of all this. But we also talked about the fact that it's a place of stability. It's a place of stability. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to be stable, don't we? Hallelujah. We want to be stable. And then we talked about the fact that it's a place of peace. Amen. It's a place of peace. Now, this evening, it's also a place of revelation, a place where God will give us insight and clarity. You know, that's the reason many times believers will even take some time, set some time aside, and they'll pray, and sometimes they'll even fast. Because they want to hear from God. Amen. Anybody ever been there? I know I have. Amen. You set some time aside. Now, we need to walk with Him, and we need to walk close with Him every day of our lives. But sometimes you just need to set some time aside and just spend it with the Lord. You know, Jesus did. He got away from the crowd. And he spent that time with his Father, and he not only that, he used that as a time of rest. You know, when you're Jesus, everybody pulling at you. Can you imagine? Remember the woman with the issue of blood, and remember what the Word of God says, that the crowd was around him, thronging him, you know, she had to make her way among the crowd. Amen. She had to fight her way through the crowd in order to touch Jesus' garment. Amen. So he had a crowd around him. Praise the Lord. He had a crowd around him all the time. So he had to get away and to get some rest from time to time. Amen? Amen. Rest is a good thing. Say amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Rest is a good thing. So we need to not only take some time to rest, but we also need to just take some time and spend with God and get clarity as far as our walk with Him, or maybe what He wants us to do, or what He's leading us to do. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And that's a good thing. And I'm gonna tell you something. The time we're living in now, it's becoming more difficult because everything is calling for your time, screaming for your time. Y'all hear what I'm saying? I want your attention. I want your attention over here. I want your attention over there. But sometimes we have to put our foot down and say, I'm only one person. And I live in a flesh, blood, and bone body, and it does get tired. You know, you can get tired physically, and you can get tired mentally or emotionally. Amen. Hallelujah. You can. And you can also suffer spiritually. Amen. Yes, you can. Praise God. Praise God. So when we spend that time with God, He gives us revelation. He gives us insight. He gives us clarity. Amen. And so We need to develop a desire to know him better. Let me say that again. We need to develop a desire to know God better. It don't matter how long you've been saved, you can still get to know him better. Amen. Amen. Don't think you have arrived. Oh yeah, you're saved and probably filled with the Holy Spirit and all of that, and that's a good thing. But we have to walk with him on a daily basis. Praise God. Amen. So now, in John chapter, I told you 14, right? John chapter 14, listen what Jesus says. Listen what he says in verse 21. In verse 21, New King James Bible, Jesus said, "He who has my commandments and keeps them." Two parts here. You have his commandments, you know what they are. Or say it like James said, don't be hearers only, but doers of God's word. We need to be hearers and we need to be doers. In other words, we need to do what we hear. Amen. Amen. So Jesus says, "He who has my commandments and keep them, it is he who loves me." Well, another place Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments," didn't he? Amen. "And he who loves me will be loved by my Father." And listen to what he says next. "And I will love him and" what? "Manifest myself to him," or reveal, reveal myself to him. There is more Jesus that he want to reveal to you. Did you hear what I just said? There's more of him that he wants to reveal to all of us. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I want to read it from the Amplified Bible. As a matter of fact, I'll just read verse 20, excuse me, and 21, Amplified. "At that time, when that day comes, you will know for yourselves that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I'm in you." Now, verse 21. The person who has my commands and keeps them is the one who really loves me. And whoever really loves me will be loved by my Father. And I too will love him and will show, reveal, manifest myself to him. I will let myself be clearly seen by him and make myself real to him." Glory to God. There's a level in Christ that we can walk and live where we know him. We know him because he's manifesting himself to us. As we spend that time with him, as we spend time in his presence, in his word, spend time in fellowship with one another, we get to know him better. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We need to have this attitude that the Apostle Paul had. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. You know, the Apostle Paul wrote most of the letters to the churches. The New Testament letters to the churches, Paul wrote most of them. I'm not talking about the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, or the book of Acts. But most of the letters were written by the Apostle Paul. Hallelujah. And this is what he says. I'm going to begin reading it at verse 3. We'll just read a little bit. Like I said, I'm not going to hold you much longer, but matter of fact, I'll begin reading at verse 1. Philippians 3:1. Finally, let me make sure I'm in the right place here. Yeah, okay. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord, for me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers. It's not talking about the four-legged kind of dog here. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of mutilation. Now look at verse 3. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit. Who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. And he went on to tell us why. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel. And when he say eighth day, he was talking about as a child. The male child was circumcised on its eighth day of birth. So he says, verse 5 again, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is of the law, blameless. And he says, I kept it, and I was zealous, and I was committed. But verse 7, he says, but what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. The things that I used to be zealous for, I cast them aside now for the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Verse 8. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. Let me stop right there. I know I'm stopping right in the middle of the verse here. But think about it, folks. Think about it. Here's this man. He says, yet indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. But yet we have today, folks, who won't read the Bibles, they won't pray, and they won't go to church. And they're not sick. But here's this man says, I have cast aside, thrown it away, my old life, so that I can know him. Let me read the whole verse. Yet indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom, listen to this, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. Oh, what an attitude. See, I throw that stuff away. Throw it in the garbage. Hallelujah. That I may gain Christ. Verse 9. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. Now look at this. Look at this. Look at this. That I may know him. What are you going after, Paul? That I may know him. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. Listen. This man said, I value the things of Christ so much that everything that I thought was important, I've thrown that stuff in the garbage. It's just rubbish. And he said, this knowing him is so precious and so important to me that I am willing to suffer for him if I have to. It's that valuable. And of course he did. Hallelujah. He did. Verse 10 again. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being conformed to his death. Hallelujah. Are you still out there? Now drop down. To verse 13. Verse 13. He says, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Somebody shout hallelujah. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Glory to God. Glory to God. I say glory to God. That's the type of commitment that God is looking for from us. And remember, Paul had been taken up to the third heaven, so he knew some stuff. Hallelujah. Verse 14. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And let me read one more verse. He says, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. And if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Paul is speaking his faith right now. Hallelujah. Paul is saying, listen, if you don't understand or if you disagree with me, God's going to reveal it to you. That you can have the same mind and zeal that I have for the Lord Jesus Christ to get to know him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. I told you I wasn't going to be long tonight, and I'm going to keep my word. But develop a zeal for God's word. Develop a zeal for being in his presence. And I don't care how, listen to me, I don't care how busy you are, make some time. Make some time for the Lord. You hear me? Make some time for the Lord. Amen. Because when the pressure's on, you won't break. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. How that song go? And he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. See, there are times in your life when you need to hear those words. You need to hear him say, you're mine, daughter. You're mine, son. I got you, daughter. I got you, son. Hallelujah. But we may not hear that at a distance. We may not hear that at a distance. But we can hear it in his presence. Hallelujah. Pastor friend of mine calls it lap time. Lap time. Sitting on God's lap. Listening to his words, being pampered by him. Glory to God. Well, bless the Lord. I hope this blessed you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your word that will never, ever return to you